That you, Uncle Guido?
Yeah, hey, kid. How you doing?
It's all good.
How you doing?
Well, I ain't sure.
What? You not sure?
Yep.
What's up with that?
Well, they got this article here in the local rag about how one-third of all U.S. ex-cons live here in Florida.
One-third? Are you sure they got that right?
Oh, yeah. They cite all kinds of government bureaus and officials and statistics.
Wow. That's a lot.
Tell me about it. Of course, I kind of understand it, because where else do you go after not seeing any sunshine for the last 10 to 15 years?
I know, right?
Then again, I guess no one had any idea the migratory pattern here includes birds of a feather.
Guess not.
Creepy thought just crossed my mind, too.
Oh?
What do you want to bet that Florida is also home to two-thirds of the nation's future convicts?
Yikes.
Did you see what Johnny Manziel is predicting? He'll be an NFL starting quarterback again?
No, really?
Of course, I gotta take exception to his use of the word again.
Oh?
Yeah, the only NFL team he was ever a starting quarterback on was the Cleveland Browns. Do they even count?
Good point. We'll have to look into that.
Oh, check this out. Hmm. The parents of a GOP Senate candidate in Wisconsin maxed out their campaign donations to the Democratic opponent. There's a lesson here for all of us.
Which is?
When you're younger, it pays to make your bed and do the dishes when told.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Mom, the line's ringing. I got to scram.
Okay.
Break a leg.
Will do.
Have an arm.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Bye-bye.